an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Welcome back to NITV Radio. Well, the SBS National Languages Competition 2018 is an exciting initiative to encourage and celebrate a love of learning languages in Australia. It's a nationwide competition to engage all Australians and reflect on the cultural, linguistic and ethnic diversity of Australia's multicultural society. SBS Radio encourages all Australians learning a language to participate in the SBS National Languages Competition by sending us a photo or drawing that shows us what amazing possibilities learning a language opens for you. Yes, I'm looking at you, Mob, in the top end. For the first time this year, this competition is open to Australians of all age who are learning a language, including those learning English. Now, one Sydney private school is teaching their primary school age students Wiradjuri, one of New South Wales' most widely spoken Indigenous languages. Many students have shown a dedicated eagerness to learn the language, with some students even taking the vocabulary home and using it in conversations. I can't speak English today. Through these children, the language is flourishing both with Indigenous and non-Indigenous students, wanting to learn not only the language but the culture too. This report was presented, edited, done all by her lonesome young Brookie Fryer from the NITV newsroom.
Seven levels above the teeming city life, primary school students are singing out in Wiradjuri at the St Andrews Cathedral School. Alongside the primary school of St Andrews is a dedicated Indigenous school named Gawara. The Indigenous school has about 32 students, and once these children finish primary school, they join the wider community at the St Andrews High School. Both primary schools and their students are not only engaging well with the classes, but some have said they want to continue speaking Wiradjuri well into their adult lives.
Yamadumara.
Nawa Baladumara.
Here, one Year 6 student is asking, "Are you good?" with the other Year 6 student replying, "Yes, be I good."
We're going to start with?
Mara.
Okay, so.
Mara, Kuri kids jumping on the bed. No,
Wiradjuri woman and loved teacher Peter Joy Williams dedicates her time each week to teaching the language classes, where she aims to not only teach words, but meaning as well.
When I've taught language, I always teach about the culture as well, because it all coincides together. So it's really important to not just teach words and teach sentence structures and stuff, but teach you why the words mean what they mean or how they would be spoken. So a lot of Aboriginal languages are actually spoken in the same tone as the environment. So if an area was flat, it would be spoken in a monotone. Whereas if a area was hilly or mountainy, the language would go down and up. So depending on where you come from, the language tones would be different.
She also educates her students on why learning Wiradjuri is so important, with many children reflecting on Australian history.
I think the Wiradjuri culture is really interesting because with thousands of years of developing, the Wiradjuri culture has really developed a lot.
It's part of Australian history and it's fun. I like the animals and the artworks and the culture. We don't want the language to die out like some other Aboriginal languages have,
because otherwise in years to come it might die, and then no one will actually understand the language and the history will be over.
Culture is seen in abundance throughout the rooms and hallways of the school, with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags hanging proudly and earth-coloured paintings filling the walls. The whiteboards are flooding with Wiradjuri expressions, and the children are all too humbly reiterating the Wiradjuri vocabulary to one another and their teachers. Some children are expressing how the language is challenging, being one of the many leading factors to why they love Wiradjuri so much.
The reason why I want to learn Wiradjuri is because my family talks it, and I want to learn how to talk it so I can talk back to my family.
I just like learning the new words in Wiradjuri.
Learning Wiradjuri is challenging, and that's why I like it. I like the language and sounds nice.
It is the Australian Aboriginal language, and I'm planning to speak it in the future.
Head of Gawara, John Ralph, said that the school has been teaching Wiradjuri for 5 years, and even though Sydney's on Gadigal land, it wasn't easy for the school to find a Gadigal languages teacher.
A lot of our families come from Camilla Roy, Bundjalung, Goombanga, north coast, south coast Yuin people and so forth. So when it came time to pick a language there, we weren't too sure which was, we really wanted, I think, to pick at the time Gadigal language because that was the land that we were on. But at the time, 5 years ago, it was very hard to source a Gadigal teacher who was prepared trained to teach Gadigal language. When we got speaking with all of our families, a lot of our families did have a connection to Wiradjuri Nation, and we also was able to find a Wiradjuri teacher who was able to teach that to our students. So that was why Wiradjuri was chosen as the language.
Animal names have proven to be amusing translations for the children, as well as the word bubu, meaning buttocks in English.
I know how to count in a red number. Bula, bula number. Bula. Mara.
In Radri, it's Dinawan. In Australia, it's Amy. Wombad, which means wombat.
Niani Numbai. We are one.
Bubu? Bum.
Gawara and St Andrew's Primary School is a step towards closing the gap, not only through learning and understanding language and culture, but also through united friendships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous children coming together as one.
What's the funniest part about learning the language?
There is no funny part.
Thank you.
There is no funny, Pat. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome young journalist Brooke Fire to NITV Radio. How are you, Chook?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How was that for you doing that little story and going to that school? Can you sort of tell us a little bit about your journey there?
Well, it was a lot of fun. Like, the children were so happy to see us there. And as soon as I got there, these two girls poked their head out of the door and started yelling out in Wiradjuri to their teacher. And then she was yelling back in Wiradjuri. And it was just really cool. Like, it wasn't even on demand. They just did it for fun.
Yeah, right.
It's really cool to see.
It's a great thing seeing bilingual education happen. I'm used to it being, living up in the territory for a number of years. You used to see it in schools there. It's just as normal. But in the big city, the big smoke, here we are in the middle of the city and we have bilingual education.
And young children too, very young.
Mm. So how was it for you? I know you spoke with Peter Joy Williams, the teacher there. What did you take away from that experience?
I don't know. I walked away wanting to learn Wiradjuri too. I thought it was really cool what she does. And she said that she was never wanted to be a teacher, but when she started learning the language, she started loving it so much and she just wanted to teach other children too. And she wanted to teach younger children because when you're younger, you absorb more information
faster, and you
get to remember things better than we probably would. I think I wanted to learn Wiradjuri going away from that as well.
Yeah, I guess a lot of this competition, the national language competition, is about creating social cohesion and harmony and young people getting along better because they understand each other because of learning languages. Did you see that?
That's what that school did. So when we went there, we were to interview three children from St Andrew's Primary School and then three children from
Gurawa.
Gurawa, sorry. That just flew out of my mouth. The Indigenous school. So three from each school, and then they actually work together. So they have buddy classes, so they go to each other's classrooms and things like that. The only thing that's different is they wear a different tie. But apart from that, same uniform, same school, same doors every day, play together at lunch and recess. They're all friends. They're all excited to learn the language. They're all happy to learn it. They all... As that one child said, he wasn't from the school. He was from the St Andrew's Primary School. He said he wanted to learn it when he was older and keep speaking it when he was older.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Tell us about some of the kids. One fellow there cracks me up with his little gravelly voice. How are the kids?
He was a bit nervous. The children
were from kindergarten to year six.
Yeah, right.
So the one that was counting to five was a little kindergarten boy. So you could hardly even say Wiradjuri properly. It was just kind of...
But it's so great, isn't it?
Yeah.
To see, you know, I love that they're teaching non-Indigenous kids languages as well.
Mm.
I think that's just a beautiful thing, and I think it should happen in every school across the country.
Yeah.
You know, like it happens in pockets and in regions around the state and around the country. But I'd love to see it happen a lot more.
Yeah, know. They're also learning Mandarin there as well.
Mm.
So they're doing both.
Well, they could be trilingual.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Well, one kid can speak German, Mandarin, Wiradjuri and English.
Mm. No, it's a beautiful, beautiful little yarn you did. Thanks for doing that story
Thank
for me.
Thank you for putting it on.
No worries, eh? First of many, you've set the bar now.
Oh,
for
I hope I did.
All other NITV
I hope
journals.
It's okay.
Now, I must tell you is that the National Language Competition wraps up on Sunday, the 18th of November at midnight. So you can get your entries in then, and then they're going to have the winners to be announced at the end of November. So looking forward to that and see who the winners are, and hopefully we get a lot more mob involved. But I think because of the work you've done this year and getting this out and the little social video that went out, hopefully next year we have a lot more Aboriginal entries and Torres Strait Islander entries from around the country.
Wiradjuri-speaking entries.
Wiradjuri, yeah, yeah. Oh, my mob, Gomeroi, the Gamilaroi language. Come on, let's go.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.